Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Building on momentum in local criminal justice reform across the country, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation announced a new round of $11.3 million in funding to 8 counties as part of its Safety and Justice Challenge. The challenge is a more than $100 million national initiative to reduce over-incarceration by changing the way America thinks about and uses jails. Today, members of the Pennington County Safety and Justice Challenge Committee announced that Pennington County is one of those 8 recipients. The grant is worth $1.7 million. Joining us now from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside SDPB's Black Hills Bureau, we have Liz Hassett. She's Safety and Justice Challenge Coordinator for Pennington County. Liz, thanks for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Also with us, Don Hedrick. He's Rapid City Assistant Chief of Police. Don, thanks. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And congratulations. Let's start with the exciting news. Liz, tell us how you found out and what the tone was when you found out about being awarded the grant.
Well, it was obviously very exciting to have the last 2-plus years culminate into this opportunity with the MacArthur Foundation. And it was actually a phone call from the MacArthur Foundation to our co-chairs, Judge Fifley and Sheriff Tome. And we've been working through our plan for implementation and have been talking about what it will look like. And it's exciting to actually be able to talk in real time and have tangible outcomes. So we're really looking forward to it.
And when In the Moment was broadcasting live from the Black Hills Bureau a few weeks ago, we had Sheriff Tome and Chief Jagras talking and sort of laying the groundwork for this. But for folks who weren't listening that day, Don, let's start with what the problem is and what some of the reasons why the MacArthur Foundation chose Pennington County for this grant are reasons, some serious things that need to be addressed. Lay it out for us, please.
You bet. So in Rapid City, if you take our city, for example, we make over 8,000 arrests annually. And that number is inflated because a lot of these arrests are by repeat offenders. And a lot of these repeat offenders are very low-level offenses. And a lot of times, the driving force behind these low-level offenses are social issues like alcohol dependency or drug dependency. Sometimes even mental health issues can be the driving factor behind these low-level crimes. And as we bring these folks into the jail and into the criminal justice system, they're getting bogged down within that system and not getting the help that they need to address the underlying cause, which could be that dependency on alcohol or whatever it might be. So this grant award is huge for our community because it's going to give police, law enforcement, the criminal justice system other options besides just the jail. It's going to give us the chance to get people the help they need versus plugging them into the revolving door of the jail where they're in and out and not getting the those base underlying issues addressed.
Liz, the challenge nationwide from the MacArthur Foundation is all about rethinking the way America uses jails. It, through the past 2 years of preparing and getting ready, did you have those kind of conversations where people on the committee itself, on the task force itself, were rethinking the way they considered jail?
Absolutely. Having the conversation of what type of individuals need to be placed in jail and at what level? How do we identify alternative options for the individuals that we as a committee felt did not need to be placed in the jail setting? And, we were also fortunate to receive some technical assistance through the MacArthur Foundation and, their strategic allies to help us figure out what those populations look like, to help us identify what our decrease percentage looks like. And we're hoping to decrease the jail population by 20 to 24% over the next 2 years with a lot of those conversations that we've been having and some of those community-based alternative options.
For folks listening, I'm just going to go over the four areas of focus for the next 2 years for Pennington County. Increased focus on risk assessment and treatment, new pretrial alternatives, measures to reduce racial and ethnic disparities, and greater efficiencies in the way the courts process cases. Where do you begin? How do you begin the implementation now?
I can talk to that a little bit because we've already started on some of the implementation. Things like analyzing what people are going to jail for and why. And for us at the police department, we took a look at very low-level misdemeanor-type thefts that are happening. And we evaluated it, and since then, we've initiated the chance to give folks that are creating these low-level thefts a citation as opposed to physically arresting them, bringing them into the jail, and bogging down that system. And since we've been working with the MacArthur folks, we've issued over 800 citations as opposed to a physical arrest. And things like that, the citation will hold people accountable, but at the same time, you're taking pressure off of the jail. And so for us, it's a continual evaluation of our practices and seeing if we can do things more efficiently, not only for us, but for the community.
First things people might notice in the community, Liz?
I think over the next couple months, we're planning on what next steps look like. But I think more discussion and community outreach on what the plan is moving forward. And I think we're going to be implementing a risk assessment instrument to identify who are the individuals that, you know, are a community risk or a risk to reoffend or fail to appear at court. We're increasing our pretrial electronic monitoring options. The restoration center is going to be a huge impact on the positive side for a lot of the programming that's going to be happening in the next, 6 months. And, we're hoping to do a lot more in the tribal outreach and also with our case processing and really looking at the court process as a whole and how do we create some efficiencies. And, we're not doing everything wrong, but we definitely have some room for improvement.
Much to talk about in the future. Hopefully you'll both come back and keep us updated over the next 2 years, really, as we see things implemented, what's working and what's not. Liz Hassett, Safety and Justice Challenge Coordinator for Pennington County. Don Hedrick, Rapid City Assistant Chief of Police. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.